This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. There's consternation here on the Blackrock Road this morning following news that the government is going to charge stamp duty if you bulk buy a few houses. As Bunty Harrington put it last night, what's the point in bribing a politician, Reggie, if he's just going to side with teachers and guards who are trying to get on the property ladder? Anyway, this is curtains from my career as a property investor slash landlord, which is a relief because it was a total pain in the arse wearing a disguise every time I had to go out and view a new development in case someone said, oh look, Reggie is buying to live out in Blarney, and they'd route me straight out of the Yacht Club. A proper order too. I said to Huggy, come here, do you have any alternative career suggestions? And he said, do you know, there's a fortune to be made in hacking. So, do you know any techies in Russia? Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I replied to a spam email there about tinnitus, and didn't a hacker get straight back to me? She said, what do you want? I said, I have a guy who wants to get into hacking. Reggie is the name. Do you need any more information? She said, nyet! We just download all his details from the HSE.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballet Desmond. Or is it? You see, didn't I get a phone call from my cousin, the county councillor, last week to tell me that he has swung a €20,000 grant for me to start my own yoga school if I was willing to change my name to Mairead? Ask no questions, tell no lies, kind of crack. I said, no dice, you slimy backroom fixer. Mairead is the kind of name you'd give to a nun. And I'm not sure there would be much demand for a yoga school up here in the wilds of Ballet Desmond. It's more of a thing for skinny ones from the Douglas Road inside in Cork who want to learn how to stick their heads even further up their arses when it would be more in their line to spend time with their kids. My cousin said, is there anything I can do to change your mind? And I said, absolutely nothing, unless the grant was €40,000. And didn't he make it happen, the gowl? So I've a yoga school now, but I don't know what to call it. Any ideas, tell me? Mairead, Ballet Desmond.
My cousin is big into Eastern philosophy. You don't want to get stuck next to her at a wedding. I rang her there and said, what would you call a yoga school in North Cork? She said, anything you like. They can't hear you because they have their feet in their ears.
Well, what's the story with chatting up all dolls outdoors? Myself and the budgie went on a pub crawl there last Saturday. Tis the berries being able to drink out of a paper cup. Because if a posh old doll asks what you're drinking, you can say it's a pale ale from some microbrewery, and she'll think you're sophisticated. That's not really on the cards if you're standing in front of her, holding a pint glass of curling. Do you know what I mean, like? Anyway, speaking of posh old dolls, we were having our pints down by Kennedy Quay. Do you know? Down near the old lower in Goldberg's, twas jointed with wands, all done up to the nines, like. So I tried a bit of banter with one or two of them. But it's fierce hard when you're a few metres away and everyone can hear you screaming, come here, that top really suits your skin tone, girl. So, like, is there an app where you can connect to people around you and go, wait, hey, who's the Buddha go? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
I have one friend left on the dating scene. We call her Fussy Fiona. So do her 189 ex-boyfriends. I rang her there and said, I suppose things have changed now in a night out. She said, well, lobbing the gob at a stranger is completely off the cards, obviously. I said, until you've had your vaccination. She said, no, until you've had your third G&T.
It's getting competitive on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who wouldn't dream of getting their kids baptised unless their own parents threatened to write them out of the will. Laura underscore Lulu Lemon said, her Hugo obviously isn't making his communion this summer because we all know religion is just for superstitious people in council houses. Kayla underscore 8 grand hot tub said, sending her little Cara to a Protestant school has really improved her status in the tennis club, but it's still important to spend a fortune on your 8-year-old in case people think you're a bit Turner's Cross on the money front. Leah underscore 2 white Range Rovers gave that a thumbs up emoji, and we banned her for 2 weeks because thumbs up is so 2019, and it's important to stay fresh. Trina underscore showjumper said, anybody who can't prove they spent at least €9,000 on their child is a loser. So Audrey, is there anything weird about buying a car for an 8-year-old? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and asked if this was a good idea. She said, don't be ridiculous. I said, too young. She said, too little. Who buys a car for €9,000?
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.